So how can we perform intense japa? See, intensity in japa is, again, it begins with intention. Intention. Right? Just like a student wants to study. Now, the first, there has to be the intention to study. And then they actually do the necessary things. You know, if there is noise around them, the students will go to some other place where there's no noise. Or if they can't go anywhere else, they'll put some earplugs, and then they'll focus. So intensity begins with intention. That means first we have to intend. Okay, this is the time when I am going to connect with Krishna. This is the time when Krishna is manifesting as his holy name, and I am going to serve him with my attentiveness. So first is the intention. Now, the nature of the mind is that that actually, from intention to execution, often there are many valleys. You know, we want to go from here to there, but suddenly we collapse, we fall. That is okay. Krishna also tells in the Bhagavad Gita, he doesn't expect that we will always be able to focus on him. He said, yato yato nischalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitat atmanyeva shamne. In 6.26 he says that wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back and focus. Bring it back under the control of the self. That means he's not saying that your mind should not wander at all. The mind will wander, but get it back. Get it back. Get it back. So now this requires the second step, that is intelligence. So the best example for understanding the role of the intelligence is, say there is a child who is sick, and then the mother sees the child is sick, and the mother takes the child to a doctor. Now the doctor may smile at the child, may give a little toffee to the child, but all the serious talking the doctor is going to do with the mother. The child has got the disease, and the child has to be given this medicine. And when the mother understands this, okay, this is a disease, it can become complicated, so I have to make sure, morning, afternoon, evening, I have to give this medicine. Then the mother comes back home, and then it is the mother's responsibility to make sure the child takes the medicine. The child will say, oh, mommy, I don't want to take the child. Mother is giving the medicine, and the child starts moving his head. The mother has to hold the head and make sure that medicine is given. So similarly, we can say the doctor is like the spiritual master. Doctor is the guru. The mother is the intelligence. The child is the mind. And the medicine is the holy name. So when we do japa, the spiritual master comes and tells us, you know, okay, you know, this is important, this is how we should do it. We learn about the importance. But the spiritual master primarily speaks to our intelligence, to the mother. And the spiritual master is not going to be there all the time with us. The mother, it is to make sure that the child takes the medicine, it is the mother's responsibility. Like that, our intelligence has to be alert. That, okay, now giving the medicine to the child is not a ritual. The mother says, okay, morning, after evening, I'll pour one teaspoonful of medicine and put it in the child's mouth. But the child moves his head away. All the medicine spills on the board. Mother may say, oh, I gave medicine every thrice a day. But you gave the medicine, did the child take the medicine? Just giving is not important, child taking is also important. So similarly, we may say, I'm uttering the mantra, but am I trying to focus? So it is with our intelligence we will understand. Same sequence, 6.27 is this verse, 6.26, one verse before this, Krishna says, शनै शनै रूपरमेत बुद्ध्या धृति गृहीतय आत्मसंस्थम मनः कृत्वा न किंचित् अपि चिन्तयेत्. सिज द माइंड विल वैंडर बट विथ योर इंटेलिजेंस सस्टेन्ड बाय कन्विक्शन फोकस इट. सो द इंटेलिजेंस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट ड्यूरिंग द प्रोसेस ऑफ जपा. द एक्सटर्नल्स समटाइम्स वी मे बी एबल टू फोकस बेस्ट वाइल वॉकिंग, समटाइम्स वी एबल टू फोकस बेस्ट वाइल सिटिंग, समटाइम्स वी मे बी एबल टू फोकस बेस्ट वाइल स्टैंडिंग. दैट विल वेरी पर्सन टू पर्सन, सिचुएशन टू सिचुएशन. But if there is the there's the intention, and then there is the intelligence, then by this we will be able to achieve intensity. And over a period of time, if we just keep doing this, striving with intention and striving with intelligence, then the mind will start getting attracted to the holy name. So right now, this is a child. Actually, when the child is small, the child doesn't want to take the medicine. But as the child starts growing up, the child says, this medicine is actually benefiting me. You know, I feel stronger, I feel healthier. Okay, give me the medicine. So like that, when the mind becomes attached to Krishna, then the intensity will come naturally. So at this stage, there is, at this stage, intensity is an austerity. Austerity means you have to put in effort to do it. But over a period of time, intensity will become the propensity. That is what propensity means, what we are naturally inclined to. So we will become naturally inclined to. Krishna talks about this stage when he says, Mai asakta manaha partha yogam yunjan madashreya. He says, by the practice of yoga, your mind will become attached to me. And when that happens, then the struggle will almost become nil, and the joy will become much, much higher. Because the remembrance of Krishna is always joyful. The why we don't feel it is joyful is because our consciousness is getting distracted. So because of that, we are not just connecting with Krishna. And not because of not connecting, we are not experiencing the joy. But we connect, then we naturally experience that joy. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Very nice questions.